It's Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick with Madeline Brand, except she's back in the studio. I'm here a couple of hours before the program begins at a Starbucks at a place called Ladera Center. This is a Magic Johnson Starbucks. We're continuing the conversations we're having with black voters about the election that's coming next week.
My name is Hazel Morris, and I'm from Los Angeles, California.
So tell me, with the election coming this next week, what are your different expectations if Senator Obama would win or Senator McCain would win? How are your expectations different for a President Obama?
Well, as an independent, I want to vote for the person that I feel has the most passion and has the best idea for our country.
Do you know who you're voting for yet?
Yes, I do.
And who would that be?
Obama, 80%, 20 McCain.
Well, tell me about that 20.
Well, McCain has some good ideas. I believe Obama has better, but I don't want to write off McCain either. Obama, on the other hand, is fresh, innovative ideas, history being made, whether he makes it or not. I'm just grateful in my lifetime that I'm able to see something like that and be a part of that, because I never thought at 54 I would even be a part of anything like this. I thought this would be for the next generation, my children perhaps. So these are very, very exciting times that we're in.
My name is Joe Oliver, Dr. Joseph Oliver. I'm a dentist. I live in Ladera, and my office is in Torrance, California.
Are you voting next week?
Of course.
And do you know who you're voting for?
Yes, I do.
And would you mind sharing that with us?
It's generally, something I like to keep to myself, but I'm voting for Barack Obama for a lot of reasons, really, yeah. Just seems to be a very brilliant man who has a good vision for the country, and I think that he's on the right track and can set the country on the right track.
Would the presidency of Barack Obama change the way that you felt about yourself and your own life, your own aspirations and plans, or those of your kids? Yeah.
I don't know that it would change it a great deal, because I have a lot of faith in the system as it is. Certainly, I like the idea that in the minds of young black people, there would be an awareness that you can achieve anything in this society, which is my basic feeling in the first place. Yeah. So to an extent, it would change it a bit. Yeah. I would know for sure that there's not really a glass ceiling, so to speak, on ambition and energy and commitment and determination.
My name is Mo Rogers, and I'm living in Inglewood, California.
You're voting next week?
Yes, most definitely.
And can I ask you who you're voting for?
I'm voting for Obama.
But to have a black man elected president, would that change in any way your idea of your own life, your own expectations for yourself, maybe your own idea of limitations for yourself?
Well, for me, for a black president in America, of course, it's unprecedented. And I think only something like that could happen in America. It shows the greatness and the possibility of America. And at the time, it shows profound contradictions, because we have a long way to go. In a way, we've already won, because he's been nominated for the Democratic nominee, and he could win. Hopefully he will win, as far as I'm concerned. But in a way, as a person of color, we have won, because we've got this far. Of course, it makes me feel good. Now I can tell my son, in his lifetime, if you want to grow up, you can be president of the United States. That could never been said before. And also, people forget he's as much white as he is black. So what are white people going to come around and say, what is he going to do for him? I mean, it's the same thing. People forget that. Yes, of course, he's a black American, but he's an American first. And the fact that he's a true African-American, in as much as his father's from Africa, so you can say he's a true African-American. So to me, it's kind of ironic that he comes along at this time with what we went through as people of color, an African-American, a real African-American. I think that's fateful, what's happening.
I'm Michael Douglas. I'm originally from Corpus Christi, Texas, and I'm a writer.
And tell me, you're voting next week.
No, I don't vote.
You don't vote?
No, I don't vote. I would vote if I thought that I had a candidate that had my interests in mind. What being sold to black America in Barack Obama, to me, is not necessarily what it looked like.
What do you mean?
Well, what I mean is, here's a guy who 4 years ago nobody didn't know until he made a speech at the DNC. Now all of a sudden he's the savior of black America. And I look at him as someone who white America have put out in the public to wash away their sin of slavery. Because Barack Obama is not a a descendant of slaves in the country. Now, that don't disqualify him to do what he's doing. Don't get me wrong. But how he being packaged and sold to Black America, who put him in the position to win their party nomination, isn't real. And we bought it hook, line, and sinker like we buy everything else white America sells us.
Okay, that's it from the Starbucks at the Ladera Center. I'm going to go back to the studio. Madeline, you take this next intro, will you?
Okay, I'll do that. But first, I want to direct everyone to the blog where there is a lively discussion going on this topic, npr.org/daydreaming. If you want to weigh in, go there and put in your 2 cents.